All right, so the Jays can clinch a playoff spot tonight, and it sounds like they're getting some pretty good news injury-wise.
Yeah.
Scotty Mitchell tweeting out that Nate Pearson has been activated off the IL, and Montoya hoping to get him a couple of innings over the final four games, maybe an inning tonight, maybe one over the weekend. And he's going to be out of the bullpen, so it'll be a change for him. He's never done that before. He's always been a starter. So warming up mid-game, maybe coming in with runners on base, although I think they'll try to avoid that as much as possible. But it'll be an adjustment for him. He's a young guy, but he can throw smoke, right? He's got the stuff. And to bring him in for an inning or two, that could be massive for the Blue Jays. Oh, yeah. They need it. That bullpen's been taking a beating. So well, there you go.
Johnson,
something to watch tonight.
It's better than Randy Johnson right now, so they need him.
Yeah. According to the Grappler, that's right. It's actually shocking that he's not going to start tonight for Ryu because he's better than Randy Johnson in his prime. But
that's still one of the all-time, like, most egregious takes.
Just an outrageously obnoxious Blue Jay take.
Don't you talk about the Grappler like that. He's doing a massive favor for me. He's coming over tomorrow to feed my cat for me.
Why?
Don't worry about it.
That's so annoying, dude. I'm annoyed for
the
Grappler.
What the hell would drive
him? We have a guest on the line. We'll get into it later.
Yeah. I'll bet you he's annoyed. He probably hung up. The idea that you're reaching out to people to feed your cat. I thought cats, you could just put food out for like a week and it's all good.
You can.
Dude, honestly, mind your own business and don't talk about the cat like that.
Well, don't bring the cat up then.
Think you were a jerk like that. The cat needs attention. He needs to be fed, and the Grappler offered to do it. He used to have cats.
He used to have cats. Oh, so you trust him with the cat?
He told me today I had to send him a video what to do when he walks in my condo, where the food was and stuff, and I sent it to him, and he said, no problem. I've had cats my whole life.
Okay. Well, there you go. Carol Baskin's Grappler. I did not know that. All right. Here's Ryan Rashog. He's out in Edmonton. Well, that's his hometown, but he's in the bubble or in and out of the bubble. He was at the game last night, and he joins us here on Overdrive. How you doing, Ryan?
No, I actually, true story, guys, on my way home from the rink last night, I actually almost ran over a cat on the highway.
Uh-oh. Don't tell that.
Thing just hopped right in front of me. I had to take evasive maneuvers. Nearly got sideswiped as a result. Super sketchy scenario, but the cat and I came out of it okay. So everybody was good. But it was a close call.
The only thing I want to know is, did you stop and try to help find the cat back to his home?
Yeah, no, not so much. middle of the highway, it's a four-laner. I thought, you know what? I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure he's back to his farm, running around real happy on his farm today.
Try not to do that on the 401. If you ever see a cat on the 401, don't stop. Throw your four-ways on and chase the cat around, trying to get it back to its owner. Do us all a favor in Toronto. And I think that applies to every highway throughout the country. Yeah. So what was it like? I mean, we're all trying to gain the experience, I guess, through your eyes and through your experiences because you're in the building and there's so few people actually in the building and no fans. Yeah. It's such a weird kind of environment. But there must have been some buzz, you know, I guess bubble buzz, COVID buzz, the fact that Stamkos was out there for warm-up and then the anticipation that he'd likely end up playing, which he did last night.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, guys. Like, I've covered Stanley Cup Finals, lots of them before, and it's strange. Like, you walk around the streets, and you at least have this sense that it's happening, right? Like, in whatever town you're in. And some more so than others. But it's, like, we walk around town here, and it's just, other than some fences being up and in the way, it's just kind of is happening. So then you get into the rink, and there's a little bit more there. I mean, you're standing around with other media people. You're all wearing masks and drinking coffee and talking. But it's about as much buzz as we can all generate amongst ourselves, which isn't much. It's like, it'll be, you know, see what Stamkos can do tonight. The real buzz came from the reaction in a silent building of his teammates when he scored that goal. Like, their bench just wailed. I mean, they were loud, and they were jumping up and down, and it was as loud a cheer as I've heard from a bench during these playoffs. That was really a cool moment, and then to see the video reaction of the way they all reacted. So, honestly, it's bizarre, you guys. It's tough to get used to. It's not even in the hemisphere of feeling normal. It's bizarre. And last night was the same thing.
Ryan, we were talking about Stamkos. Does that seem like it's it for him? Like he just said to the fellas, I'm going to give it a shot here. He got the goal. We never saw the guy again. Jamie said it earlier. I can't see the guy coming back and putting his equipment on again. Was that just his moment in the final to try to help the group and he just couldn't do it?
So he told us after the game, and it was interesting that he did media. So he got out there and talked, which you know, he kind of hasn't done yet. And that gave me the sense of, you know, I wonder why they're putting him out here. And if he's injured and a question mark, you never let injured guys talk to the media, right? So it seemed odd to me. He told us that he planned on playing as much as he could last night, kind of safely. He planned on playing more minutes than that. I don't think he went out there just to show up for the fellas and cheerlead and, you know, pop a few shifts over the boards and maybe snipe one. I think he planned on being a bigger part of it and wasn't able to. Clearly, he tweaked something. He was upfront about the fact that something had been tweaked, that he's been dealing with something, and we don't know what his status will be moving forward. But to your original point, Mike Johnson and I were just talking about this in our SportsCenter hits. I think we both and lots of people would be surprised if we saw him again in this series.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we are. I brought it up, the comparison. It wasn't a great comparison, but Kevin Durant last year in the playoffs against the Raptors, like just trying to give something a go, and then obviously he gets injured, and we don't see him again. We had a debate and kind of, it wasn't even a disagreement, but earlier in the last segment talking about the league having back-to-back games in the finals. I know they want to get it done. I know they've done a fantastic job in the bubble. Have you talked to anybody there that, you know, I don't know, has a problem with it or that obviously concerns just based on the workload and how many games these teams have played?
Yeah. So, you know, Rick Bowness was asked about it today. You know, they're just not going to complain. You know, they're not going to take the opportunity to complain at all. I think we all know that it doesn't make sense from a hockey standpoint. There's no reason to have them do this when it comes to hockey. It just diminishes the products. It tires the guys out. You get greater risk that guys won't be able to play. It doesn't make sense. But all along, you guys, the decisions have been guided. I think as much about hockey, it's been about dollars and cents and about getting this thing over with in a timely fashion. Every day they keep this bubble open, money bleeds off the bottom line, and I think they've made decisions based on that all the way through. And so we've got, and I think, you know, they like to hit their Saturday nights, and I think we end up in a back-to-back scenario that under no other circumstances, I think, would they do something like this. And part of their justification will be that the teams aren't having to travel. But I think still, with the way this series is being played, to go back-to-back nights, it'll be interesting to see what the third period looks like of the second game.
With Ryan Rashog, who's out in Edmonton covering the Cup Final. It could be over by Saturday night, and then I guess we turn the page on 1920, thankfully. You know, I think everyone's ready to get rid of anything associated with 2020 and start moving on to next season. And it's going to be a quick turnaround into the draft and then free agency opening up on October 9th. And we're going to get into this discussion a little bit more later this afternoon, and we've had it from time to time recently. But from your standpoint, what intrigues you more, Ryan? The idea of, you know, a bunch of trades and potentially featuring significant players, or the free agents and what's going to happen with the money being spent around the NHL?
Yeah, I just want to see a bunch of hockey trades, guys. Just real hockey trades.
Right, of course. You have to.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, with free agency, it's different because you can kind of see the writing on the wall. And you have a real good sense that, look, these are the best guys that are available, and where are they going to go? And maybe it feels more this year than any other where we might see names drop that we weren't expecting. There might be more blindside-type stuff that makes it a lot more interesting. There's so much that's predictable about free agency, especially when they did that free agent talking period where we all knew what was going to happen before it happened. And it was just a matter of, you know, getting it all out in sequential order. I think there could be more blindside type stuff, and that makes for interesting television. It gives James and O and the fellas something, you know, more to talk about. I think the trade front could be pretty interesting this year, just given teams that are going to have internal caps, teams that are, you know, going to have to maybe move guys we didn't think that they would.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Enjoy it out there, buddy. You know, keep up the good work, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this.
You bet. I'm going to go home and have a snuggle with my cat. Just feeling bad about last night and what could have been, and just want to keep Murphy close today.
I like it.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Disappointed in the 401 or the highway incident not pulling over, but enjoy your afternoon. Thank you.
You too, guys. See you.
That's Ryan Rashog. Murphy the cat. Okay.
Yeah,
there you
go. Grappler. Carol Baskin's grappler.
I had no idea.
Do you remember on the Seinfeld where the cat was stranded in the house and they were sending meat underneath the door?
Yes.
Remember it was the slicer?
Let me ask you guys this, and I wanted to ask the Graps this, but I don't know what he would have thought. But my wife is very protective of the cat, and she gets nervous when he's alone by himself. But I wanted to say to the Graps, like, you're more than welcome to come. Like, he's supposed to eat at 2. I wanted to say, you want to bring your laptop over and your notepad or whatever, come at noon, hang on the couch, there's sports on the TVs, and just hang with the cat. Is that an offside ask?
Well, it is, because the cat will pretend like the grappler's not there. They are the most... These animals don't care that much about humans. They really don't. Like, I'm sure maybe yours does, and it's an outlier, but the three that I lived with, they couldn't care less if I was in the room or not.
Yeah. I found that with my interactions with cats over the years. My best friend growing up had a cat forever. I'd be over at the house all the time. That cat couldn't care less about me. Couldn't pick me out of a lineup. You know, honestly, 10 years after, be like, I don't know who that guy is. Like, I'm at your house all the time. Cat never cared for me. Wasn't against me. Didn't have any issues with me.
No, it was just a nice, you know, nice thing.
Wasn't interested in any interactions. And cats can be a little bit, you know, dicey if they're in a bad mood or if they feel like they're really territorial. And dogs can be like that. I've been called in from the bullpen to, you know, feed a dog or walk a dog. And if it's a big dog and they don't really know you're coming.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, you kind of tiptoe in there and you're hoping you catch them in a good mood. Like, that'd be terrifying, I think. Someone asked you, can you come over and feed my pit bull or Rottweiler or something? And
I would never met
the dog. I'd be like, I think I can, but
no way.
I don't know. Like, what's going to happen?
I would just say no. Yeah, like, you. I don't know. I mean, the grappler's a good friend, but I have to be honest. Oh, I consider you a dear friend and a good friend. I would not go and feed your cat. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, It's a big ask.
It's not a big ask. He lives with me, and Grappler are basically neighbors. I didn't know that.
Like, it's not like, so the Grappler lives 5 minutes away from you or 10 minutes away?
Less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then
he's right around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd drive 40 minutes. Like, to.
No, that's
if you
a big
really
ask.
Needed
it's
it.
Got to be a neighborhood ask. It's got to be a neighbor, someone within range. You know, a 10-minute drive, you can pull that off. 40 minutes is pushing it for a cat feed.
Are you on the show tomorrow, aren't you?
I'm on the show.
So you'll be home at 4 o'clock.
I'll be in Collingwood tomorrow.
Okay, but the cat can miss one meal. Like, just leave out a little extra food.
But he tried telling my wife that. Thank you very much. Do you think I'm not aware of that? I don't know. I'm not. That's it.
Well, that's
Carol
it.
Baskin's grappler is helping.
Yeah, the Baskin. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
the grappler can sit there. Let him, you know, he can produce the show from your place.
He's one with the cats. Grappler grew up with cats. He's very familiar, very comfortable around cats. I think that's a good pick. It's a good choose by you.